We want to send our greetings to all of you and welcome you and thank you for listening. We realize that many, many times you may be listening weeks or months from the actual time this was recorded, but we want you to know that the Lord knows about that, and this has been prepared for the moment that you're going to be listening to it. So we're just thankful for the way God times things out. Brother Freedom's here. It's Sunday afternoon, and summer's coming. It's getting warmer. Jesus is coming back very, very soon. The churches don't seem to be very concerned about it as they were a number of decades ago. But we're wanting to be ready. Brother Freedom's here. He's got some good things to share, some wonderful scriptures, and the Holy Spirit's going to fill in all the fine details. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the wonderful anointing of the Holy Spirit. We turn this house, this property over to you because it belongs to you. We ask you to use it today. We ask you to anoint Brother Freedom. We ask you to touch the listeners. We pray, Lord, that people will be saved, healed, delivered, and their lives changed for the better because of your mighty working. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Father, we just thank you and we praise you for this wonderful, this most special day. Lord, we thank you for all things that you do. We thank you for the sunrise and the sunsets, and we thank you for the controlling of the weather. We thank you for all those things that you take care of. And Father, your word declares that you let the rain fall upon the just and the unjust. So the unjust gets a blessing too. They don't realize it, but they're being blessed. Lord, we thank you that you're the supplier of every good and perfect gift. You are the one that keeps us out of harm's way many times. You are our Savior. Father, we know that you keep us many times from being hit with a car or many things. You are our protection. You are our guidance. You are our deliverer. And we thank you for this wonderful day. We pray that you will bless this day. And we thank you what you did last night. I thank you, Lord, for those people that you touched. Lord, we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. In that name of all names, we acknowledge your Son as our Savior. We acknowledge him as our deliverer. We acknowledge him as the sender of the power of God. The Holy Ghost is here today. And you would send forth a comforter. Lord, that we're so thankful for what you the provisions you've given to us. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, I read this last night, and I really, really stuck my heart so up there. I really believe it's very mindful, maybe for today, for all of us. It's in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and the 47th and the 48th verse. Because thou servest me not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore shall thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness, and in want, all those things that he hath put in a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he hath destroyed thee. It's really an opposite there. It's just, I mean, it's, here they have had these, that's the Israelites he's talking about, is his chosen people. But he's putting it pretty straight there that they didn't serve him with gladness. There was no joy of the Lord in their heart. And the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. We want to, when we get to where we're sick, that's the first thing to think about, are you joyful? Because a lot of people, that's the truth. Why you're sick is because you're sad. There's no joy. Once you lose that joy, you become acceptable to diseases, to colds, to things that just take you. And that's when a person is really full of the Lord. He don't hardly ever get cold or catch a cold because it's not that God's doing a supernatural difference for one person, but his body is where it should be with the Lord. And the body is going to respond to the things that God has it to do. So if you stay joyful, you're going to be exempt from a lot of things that come our way without being joyful. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's that we got to work. When you know that you're not joyful, that's the time that you need to seek God. You need to call upon him and say, what's wrong, Lord? I've lost my joy. I've lost that that joy unspeakable, that full of glory. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord in me. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. God has a way that this body responds to the things of God. It doesn't respond when we get away out of God's. God has sort of a structure. And if we follow that structure, he says we'll live a long life even. He says in the 91st Psalms, long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. So these things are very acceptable to those that really try to live for God. God will give you peace, joy unspeakable, full of glory. But joy is all the peace and all these other things all wrapped in one. You start not having peace, you start warring, you start debating, you start doing all these things that that people do, like even Christians do, pretty soon you're not joyful no more longer. You've lost that joy. You've lost the hope, the love of God. When we lose that, we lose our inheritance. And we take on the Father's nature. And when we take on His nature, these attitudes, these things that we just call as sort of trivial, but they're not trivial. They're great things. And so in Philippians and in Thessalonians, these are similar. And I like to go through them together because they really made this. Philippians is the fourth chapter and the fourth verse. And Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, it's the fifth chapter and the 16th verse. And the first one is rejoice in the Lord always. And I say again, rejoice. And what it says over there, rejoice evermore. So rejoice evermore, that means there's no stopping of the being joyful. It's a continue. It's a keep on. And when you stop, you need to see what's wrong with your engine. You know, when you have header in the field and you're doing it at work, and when you start finding out that you can't go no longer, the engine must have died or must get low on horsepower or something's happened to it. And that's what we need to do. When we start not feeling joy, and our face is the tattletale thing. You know, we never have a smile. We have chips on our shoulder. We just dare people to knock things off. We're out for an argument. We're out to case if someone offends us, we'll get to be able to call. That's the natural man. And God doesn't want that to be in us no longer. He wants us to have that love, that approach of love suffers long as time. Love bondeth not itself, is not puffed up. Rejoice not in iniquity, rejoice in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. God wants us to have these parts of Him in us. That's what we become saved, because we didn't have it at that time. When we accept Jesus, then we become a candidate for the Spirit of God to illuminate our lives. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost is the comforter. Comes down and He starts taking you over, remaking you in the image that God wants you to be. And the image of our the one that we want to please is Jesus. We all want to look like Jesus. I try to act like Jesus. And that should be our fulfillment, not to look like Brother Freedom or Brother Jose or Sister Alice, but we want to look like Jesus. He is the true one we're to follow. He's our true one that set us free. But rejoice evermore. I think that is what really true worship is, not getting up and just jumping up and down, but true worship is just loving the Lord so much that you've got the joy just oozing out of you. You don't want to be a spectacle there. You don't want to show attention to yourself, but you're there with just adoration to God. You're not there that other people see how high you can jump up, how that you can yell and all these things, but you're there to worship your God. You're there because the joy of the Lord is in you with all power. It's in you at all times. And you can come and say, I will say, Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, my mighty God, will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the power, and under His wings shall I trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. That's what we have when we start being a child of God. We grow from nowhere into someone. And that's what takes place in all of us. When we first accept Jesus, we've been, we was
wrapped in, and a lot of us had bad things, not the good things. We still keep some of those brain things, but we feel even the bad things keep us down in a place that we don't have pride. Think about it. We need to realize that there's always something in our life that we can work on. And when these go around, mighty and rise, say, "Oh, I'm perfect." You be careful lest you fall. That's what the word says. Be careful lest you fall. And when you fall, it's hard to get back up. It's hard. What you need to do is take God as real. Without His help, I can't make it. Without His power, I can't speak what I'm speaking. Only through Him. I realize my deficiency is, I can't even put a number on it. It's too big. Brother Freedoms, I don't have it. There's nothing in me. But God, when I decrease, my Lord increases. Oh, isn't that wonderful? When you decrease and say, and you know it, nothing you've done. It's only through His grace that you're saved. Only through His matchless wonderful love that you want to do your best. You want to serve your Master, your Lord, your Savior, your friend, your deliverer with gladness. You want to serve Him with gladness of heart. You want to be faithful. That want to have that blessing that lasts forever. And it's just the starting of it in this life. It's you're just growing into something that eventually, when you get older, it's going to be supernatural. It should explode in you. You should be glorious, happy. But I see people when they get older, they get shriveled up. They get really offended if you ask them about their Christian walk. They say, "Oh, I know where I am. I know, and I know I've talked to people." But we need to have that compassion. Compassion is the center of God's will. When we have compassion, it's love being reached out through us. When we have compassion on a person, on a soul, a child, whoever it is, a prisoner, an inmate, or whatever it is, we have compassion. It's love, our love coming out of us into them that they might know it and they feel it, and it helps them to regenerate, to recommit themselves again as the Lord. Too many people get very judgmental. And pretty soon they say, "Well, I knew he couldn't do nothing." That person knows that you're feeling that. We have great inward vibes within us, the Spirit of God. When we have hold grudges, when we hold unforgiveness, it's there. And pretty soon you get shriveled up. Pretty soon you get sad as last year's bird's nest. You get so dry that you're going to explode, but you're going to catch a fire because you're too dry. You know how to have the anointing of God. You know how to have that special presence of God that's so real, so beneficial. Let your moderation be known unto the Lord and unto all men the Lord has had. We need that all men know where we are with the Lord. Let our moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is had. The Lord is coming soon. The Lord, we need to realize where we go that our lives read that. We don't actually say it all the time, but they know. Are you looking for Jesus? It's always easy to say that. Are you looking for His coming? Oh, what is coming? No, I don't think I am. Well, then you need to really be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion, seeking whom we may devour, whom we resist steadfast the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brother. The enemy is there to take your joy. Take that joy. Did you know? You are not going to rejoice no more. He wants to get you down to place that, you know, you've lost your first love. And Revelation says, God wants to be hot, not lukewarm or cold. And many of God's people, I see they're so lukewarm. There are many cold ones. I see so few that are really on fire. The glory of God. Hallelujah! Have the peace that passes all sudden. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, that your requests be known unto God. That's how we get our prayers answered. We get them through loving you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. A little bit ago, I set my keys down. This is a prayer, set of keys here. And I thought, wonder where I set them down. And the Lord just started having me track back. The first thing I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I found my keys. He helps us. And that's the things that God wants us to be in. The little things. And a lot of times, if you got, you're not where you prayed up, you start saying bad words. You start doing ugly things. You start slamming books down. You start throwing things because you lost your teeth. You get impatient. And this is where we get without the Spirit of God. And this is where we get without having joy. And joy is the bottom line of all of it. If you can keep your joy, you got it made. But we work. All of us, hear me, we work on keeping our joy. Joy is a gift from God. And we work on it. We make a place acceptable. We are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell with them. I will walk with them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you, and I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. God wants us to at least try. When we try up that word try up in Christ, it means we try, God gives me up. We try, I can't do it. I try, but if I try enough, God won't get me through. He gives me the up triumph in Christ Jesus. Jesus paid through his special sacrifice that he gave for us upon that cross, that through that I could live in success. I could not have done it before Jesus went to the cross. But after he came off the cross, he set captivity free. He set those free that was down in Sheol and hell, wherever it was. He came up, came victorious, that Christians can have a power within them. They can have the greater he that's within them than he's within the world. He gives us power over the powers of darkness. And we need to take our place, rightful place, and have that joy in my heart. And I have the joy of the Lord. I know that I can pray where I'm supposed to be, and it's going to be here. It's going to be answered. But if I lose that joy, I lost the power. And that's when I struggle. That's when we all struggle. We struggle when we don't have the power. Be strong in the Lord, the power of might put you on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil, for wrestling on against flesh and blood, for against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness. God's given us power. Be strong in the Lord, the power of might. Be ye strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might. Put ye off the things of darkness. Walk in his blessing. Walk in his fulfillment. Walk in his counsel, his calling. He says, call on me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. We have not because we ask not. And truly, that's the bottom line. Many people, they struggle and struggle. What's wrong? They never pray. They lost their joy a long way down the road, and now they're struggling. The more they get, the more you get behind. You got to keep it up to date all the time. You have to keep it up to date every day with Jesus. It's sweeter than the day before, but you get 2 days behind. You're living along there, and you're struggling even 2 days. You don't have that that peak. We got to keep it at that peak all the time. It takes up. It takes power of God to keep us there. It takes us praying without ceasing. And everything, giving thanks for this love of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. God has a way to help us, to strengthen us. But I'll tell you, the part we're losing a lot of it is in this Thessalonians, tells us a little bit right here, quench not the Spirit. Wow, is that in the Bible? Sure is. Quench not the Spirit. And here's a real one. Right below it goes right with it. Despise not prophecy. There's people that actually despise it. That's where those words I give out, they literally threw them and burn them up. They despise it. God wants that word out because he adds to this at times. He does it that you might, it's like service manuals are made, but they have updates in them. They have new things that when we had problems down the road here, then you do this. That's what prophecies are. A lot of times it's telling events that God wants you to know, and you're not going to know it without it. The Bible gives you a straightforward meaning, basically. But the updates are through the Spirit of God. The updates are through the Word of God. It, with the edification of God's glory, it lets you know. It lets you know when there's going to be things that happen, like Oklahoma City, New Orleans. Those are prophecies of God that He does that stops these people that just speak things and they don't happen. But by God, it moves. It does. It'll take the word. God moves in a mysterious ways. He says His word moves through the prophets. And that was what in the old days what happened. Every time the kings would get out and give himself and get a godly prophet, he'd start coming against them. But they didn't like that. So they get up these know-it-all prophets, and these know-it-all prophets would say, prophesy what they wanted to hear, but they was just as, it wasn't real because they were speaking lies. So we need not to despise prophecies. And we quench the spirit in the church. Wherever you're at, you're quenching the spirit realm that can help us. It's just like in having tools on a truck I used to have with air. Well, if I went and killed that air compressor, I'd be like quenching the spirit. So then, where I could do, maybe in 1 hour, I could do what I did and take me two days sometime without air. That's what we do. Only multiply that about 100,000, and then you'll come up to about where it might be. Because we can't do it in ourselves. We got to do it through the Spirit. The Spirit's there to help us, to support us, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. You know, that's why I so admire the Holy Ghost. He lets me know things. And only a true, wonderful part of the Godhead He is, lets me know a lot of things. To me, that's very above normal. And I believe as a child of God, all of you can be above normal. Because God wishes to put upon you His glory. He wants to put on you the good things. But the bottom line is, it says abstain from all appearance of evil. Evil stops the gear works of God. It gets the gears sort of locked up. And they get a lot of things that takes place when evil comes in. So God has a plan for man. That plan is walk in holiness. Walk with His blessing. Walk in His Spirit. That you not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That you might walk in His blessings. Walk in His love. Walk in His counsel. And I'll tell you, you'll have a happy day. You'll have joy forevermore. You'll have the peace of God. You'll have that assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus mine. You'll have that glory cloud over you. You'll not walk out wondering. You know, because God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And that's not just words. It's truth. That's not just words, but God will never leave you. It's His word. He promises it. He will keep you. And young people, you need to learn it young. There's no other way like the way of the Lord. No other way. There's nothing that surpasses the glory of God. Having that alignment with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. If those three be with you, you don't have nothing to... You'll make mistakes, but you can go and seek God and say, Lord, I'm sorry. You may have to do this every day. But that's all right. God knows you're made of dust. He remembers that you're made of dust, but He wishes for us to sort of grow up a little bit at times. And so, you know, for quite a few years, I had to pass the test basically every day. I don't think I can pass it every day now. But in those days, that's probably why I'm doing as good as I am now, because I've lost myself of getting old. That's why we need to learn the Lord when we're young. It says to give the Lord to the youth. It's a time when you're young to seek God. It's a time when you're young to pray without ceasing, to study God's word when you're young. When you're old, you will not depart from it. And you'll be led in a supernatural way. And through that will elevate you because of your steadfastness, your faithfulness. He will elevate you to a place that you will know what saith the Lord. And there's very few people in this land today that can say that. They cannot say what saith the Lord because they've never adventured into that for yourself. God wants us to be alive unto Him, but dead unto sin. He realizes that you're going to make mistakes. You're going to fail, God. We all are. But God's there to uplift us, uphold us, to encourage us all the time. We can walk in victory, but in the younger days, all need to seek God. We grow into plan that God has for you, and that you can serve with gladness. You'll have that anointing upon you. You'll have that joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my peace. The joy of the Lord is my power. The joy of the Lord is my anointing. But I see people healed. It's because of this. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you heartily this day. I pray that these words might be encouragement for you to this day, that you need to keep a glad heart. You need to keep the joy of the Lord upon you forevermore. You need to walk in victory. If you make mistakes, just call on your Father. He knows you. Well, that's what He wants us to call upon Him. It's when we're making a mistake. We don't want us to go and hide and try to sweep it under the carpet. He wants to say, Lord, I've failed again. He says, okay, son, keep your daughter, go ahead. I understand that. I'll help you. You guys got to keep on. You don't put it on the carpet. You just go ahead and say, Lord, I want to be better. I want to do Thy will. And while we're at this here, God's telling me, don't confess things to anybody. Because people, if they were where they should be with God, that'd be different. But people are not where they should be. And it makes it tough on you when you try to, your heart is right. You want to say something, and they come to play, and they'll actually take you out and hang you. I know this. I've been through it. So I wish to encourage you. Seek God. He's saved. If everybody was where they should be, it would be different, but everybody is not where they should be. Take heed to this. Don't commit. Don't say any more that you have to say anytime. God don't want you to say a lot of things that people say. None of their business. It says not even speak the things that are done in darkness. So if you made a mistake, I did a mistake, that's good enough, go away. As long as God forgives you, you don't have to worry about it. He will help you make that mess bearable. That's what we get in messes. And He helps us. God bless you all. Pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. If you have prayer requests, be sure to call in. And we'll pray with you. We're believing mightily for great things. We believe for all these requests. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. In Jesus' wonderful name. God loves you. God so loves you. So wonderfully loves you. The Holy Spirit loves you. And Jesus loves you so much. You have nothing to fear. If you're more than conquerors through Him which loved you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Wow.
Thanks for sending your emails in, and I read emails to Brother Freedom, so that's a good way to give us a contact. And if you look around the website, you'll find the email address that you can write. Thank you very much.